Blog Talk Radio.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing. Sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so bitter.
Yeah. Well, God bless you all this afternoon, this evening. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm pretty sure right about now you should be rejoicing, my God, not because of what it looked like, not because what it is, but because it's expectation that is heading your way. Do you have the spirit of expectation? Amen. I know you do, because if you don't have the spirit of expectation, you just looking around the field. You're looking around that your life's going to be stuck. And I know that many of you all over the world that is tuning in tonight, you ain't looking to fail. You are a winner. You ain't looking to give up. You ain't looking to throw in a towel. So therefore, you get to have the expectation to win. We give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who the head of our life. And we just thank God, and we give honor unto God, my God Almighty, this evening. He is our head of our life. Amen. So to shout out to First Lady, we thank God for her ADM family. Send a shout out to you all. Amen. Praise be the Most High God. Amen. Our international listener all over the world. Indiana, thank God for you. Amen. Norway, we thank God for you. Amen. Sweden, we thank God for you for being a new international listener and a new follower. And I thank God and I pray that we're giving you something to advance you somewhere in your spiritual life. Not only that, we want to make sure we have a balance with this, your natural life as well. Amen. But I thank God for what he is doing. And I thank God that he is going to continue to do exceedingly abundantly above all things. And I know that God going to do it within you. Amen. Right here in the United States of America, it's always a blessing. It's always a joy for what, my God, our partners and listeners that tune in with us right here in the United States of America. It's a blessing. And we thank God for each and every one of you from all the way up north to New York, Maine, all the way down here on the East Coast, my God, to Florida, Key West area. We thank God for you. We still praying for our families and friends in Alabama that got hit by that storm. My God, we still praying for you. And I'm telling you right now, you look towards the hill for which cometh your help. And your help is coming from God. And you got to understand what the enemy meant for bad, God's going to turn around for his good. And I'm telling you right now, you are going to get a blessing up out of this. Amen. Praise be the Most High God. Amen. And we just thank God for our listeners and everyone. Amen. And we just thank God for what God is doing. Listen, saints of God, we're going to send a shout out also to our very own Mother Helen. God bless your mother. She's taking a rest this week. We thank God for her labor. You will believe she didn't get ready to turn this Friday. Amen. Yes, this Friday. So if before we have international listeners all the world, I want you to send her love. I want you to send different things. Just the love and the grace up for the labor that she's due. She's turning 82 years old. You need to come up in ADM. She's going to work that flow like nothing. My God, 30 or 40 years old. Amen. I just thank God for the blessing in the script that God done placed over her life. Amen. Many of us trying to reach and strive that number, but we thank God that God is giving her last years. Amen. My God. Nevertheless, we're going to go ahead and get ready to move forward. We got a treat for you. Amen. I thank God for you all just tuning in once again. I want you to clear your minds. Go ahead and clear your minds. We need to settle down, amen, because at the end of the day, I know today probably was a little stressful, today might be a little hard, today you might have to overcome some things that you didn't think that you would overcome, but nevertheless, God is still in the business where he's going to, my God, take care of you. You just got to keep striving and keep striving into the things of the Lord. God, we thank you on this evening, my God, for first of all, for what you are already doing, the things that we see and the things that we have not seen yet. But most of all, we give you honor and we thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for turning things around in our life, even though it came to a time in our walking time, in our our life that we did not understand what you was doing. We did not understand why you was doing it. We did not understand why this process is taking place. But nevertheless, God, we thank you, my God, through it all, because we could take a step back over our life. We could take a step back right now and see that if we have not gone through that, we wouldn't know what we know today. If we have not went through that, we won't be made, we won't be formed, or we wouldn't be shaped to where we at right now. If we have not gone through that, we wouldn't even take the things or the necessities or the things that is around us seriously. But we thank you and we count it all joy for the things that we are going through. We count it all joy for the things that you are seeing us through. We count it all joy, God, for the things that you are keeping us covered, even us the things that we don't know on, even our secret prayer time and our secret time of sinning within you, where we begin to expose our secret most, our secret place within you, God. God, we thank you that you're keeping things covered. You're working things out. God, we thank you. You're teaching us how to walk, my God Almighty, not to begin to grow all the time, but getting up and walk like spiritual mature individuals, God, so we can begin to trample and begin to walk over the adversary. We thank you, God, for the things that you're doing as we begin to receive our prosperity within you, receive our healing, receive our deliverance, God. We thank you, God, for the things that you have released from heaven. We are already in a position to receive. We receive it in your precious name. It doesn't matter how what form it comes in. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how small it might be. All that matters, we thank you, God, for giving it to us. We thank you for pouring it out into our life. We will forever be thankful for you, God, and for what you are doing. We give you the most, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. Thanks of God, my God, you need to just take a minute and just thank God for what he is doing. You need to take a minute and just give God the glory. Sometimes we get so caught up in our day, we get so caught up what we're going through, we get so caught up what we don't have, we get so caught up things that are stressing us to where we just forget about God. I thank you. I thank you for the things that I'm going through that it might be a little stressful because it could have been worse than what it is. So you thank you. You might be going through a little stress or went through a little stress on your dream. You give God a thing because some people wish they could have your job stress because they are jobless. Amen. So you thank God for it. Amen. You might be a little stressed now, my God Almighty, because you went to the doctor or you're sick and tired or your body or acting with pains. You got diagnosed, but you need to thank God because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, at the end of the day, that sickness or whatever it is, it's not going to overtake you. How do I know that? Because your body is positioned to hear the word of God. Your body is positioned to give God a praise. Your body is positioned to worship God. So therefore, when you begin to call on the name of Jesus and you call on the name of the Lord, every name got the bow. So sugar diabetes got the bow. Cancer got the bow. HIV got the bow. Heart disease got the bow. Lupus got the bow. So it doesn't matter the diagnosis, all that matter what name for to get rid of the country. So you got something to give God a praise. I dare you, my God Almighty, you just take a little minute and just give God the praise. You take a little minute and you give God the glory because he is worthy to be praised. You keep pushing because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. We thank you tonight, God, and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Amen. Amen. Many people, my God Almighty, we're having a little technical difficulty, but nevertheless, we still giving God thanks and giving God the praise. Thanks of God, you just be geared up and get ready for what God is doing. Listen, we got a treat for the night. We're going to go ahead and move forward. Amen. We're going to bring on some of our young ministers, amen, begin to break bread with you all over the world, amen, and go ahead and just break bread with you and just share with you the word of God from the perspective where they are and from the perspective where they sit, amen. I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty good for you, amen. We're going to shake things up a little bit. God bless you, Minister Harris.
Yes, Lord. Hey, how you doing?
Amen.
How you
God
doing?
Bless you all.
Hello?
Amen. You dare? Amen. Yes, go ahead, Minister. You have
yes.
the floor. Amen.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone has a blessed, prosperous, and prospective day. I will bring the word forgiveness. And the scripture that I'm coming from is Mark 11, chapter 26. And it says, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. In other words, we tend to have certain things still lingering on our hearts and our spirit when we're trying to go to another place or another level with God. And sometimes he will tell us, I'm not allowing you to get to that level just yet because you haven't forgiven certain things in your past. My situation, I'm in a place where God is dealing with me, showing me, and learning how to let go certain things and certain people out of my life and the things that he is getting ready to do and showing me who I am. In other words, he's teaching me to learn to forgive myself. See, sometimes your past hurts. And the past issues that you are dealing with is because you haven't forgiven the little boy or the little girl or the issue, past issues. You haven't forgiven yourself because you are holding on to those things. Those are soul ties. Those are things, a doorway of the enemy that still be able to creep up and bring on the same issues that God is constantly trying to deliver you from. Sometimes when he separates you from people and places and things, he is operating, trying to isolate you to get you to the level, to the next level. And it really, basically, he's trying to stretch you. So what I'm saying here tonight, y'all, learn how to forgive your neighbor. Learn how to forgive your friends. Learn how to forgive the issues that you went through. Even though if it don't feel right or don't feel good, that just let you know that I don't want to hold on to these things no more. I want to become new. I want to become made whole. I don't want to continue to keep walking and wrestling with these things. See, sometimes when God is delivering us, we still have the residue that's inside of us because he delivering us, but it's like it's like we put a block up or put a wall up because we don't trust him enough to really move how he's supposed to. And I was in that state in that isolation place where I had a wall up because I didn't forgive people from my past. I was still holding on to past hurt. I was still holding on to what that person said. But now that I'm in that place and how God has delivered me, how God has really took me to another level, a deeper intimate, a deeper conversation, I apologize about any and everything because my Bible also said he will forgive you 77 times. In other words, time that 365. It's unbearable. It's unthinkable how many times he will forgive you. But the question is, do you have forgiveness in your heart? Do you forgive the person that wrongfully did you? Did you forgive the person that talked about you and throw stones? Because I'm going to share something with you. When you're walking with Christ, like, you got to pick up your cross daily. And if you are able to pick up your cross daily, that lets God know that he's able to trust you because you are allowing him to really manifest in your life. The enemy does, like my apostle said, the enemy does not care about you receiving the revelation. All he is afraid of when you reach the manifestation. So when you reach the manifestation and you're getting to that level, the enemy does not like you. So what he does, he brings the people that wrongfully mistreated you back into your circle. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. He will bring that same issue and that same situation back to you to see if you can pass the test. And if you didn't pass the test, you got to take it all over again. And that is the most cruciating pain that you still manifest or still hold on to stuff that God has already delivered you from. He showed you the ropes, but we choose to pull on to the ropes. See, sometimes a lot of people want to know why they're sick in their body because they haven't forgiven those people. That's
Amen.
Why, because that stress come on, heart attack, come on. Every sickness that you could think of, your high blood pressure, everything that you could think of, when you go to the doctor and the doctor said, well, your blood pressure is 172 over 200 because you're stressing about a relationship. You're stressing about a job. You're stressing about your finance. But the question is, can you trust God in this process? See, sometimes every process that we all go through is not a test for us to judge them. We all have to bear a cross. We all have to seek God for ourselves so he can direct our path or show us the word or show us how to be gratitude in everything what we
Amen.
Go through.
That's right. That's right.
See,
Amen.
we get caught up into things that we have no control over. See, 2019, I declare and decree that you will come up higher, that you will reach the level of success. You will go and reach the mountain where God is getting ready to try to show you. See, sometimes, I'm going to tell you something. We try to, when you're not in the will of God, we try to understand the movement of God when you're not in the will of
That's
God.
Right. Yes.
Teaches us
yes.
if we are in the will of God, we will be able to reach the level. I'm going to also share something with y'all. I prayed so hard for God to I said, Lord, show me the heavens, show me the places, show me the secrets, show me the treasure. It was last year, 2018, I'll never forget it. And I was praying, and he showed me, he said, nope, I can't send you there. He said, you're not ready. He said, you're still holding on to stuff. Past hurt. You got a wall up. You're still walking around with residue still inside of you. See, sometimes we come to church, we want the man to lay hands on us. But sometimes it ain't for every man or woman to lay hands on you. Sometimes we got to get
right.
in that secret place, in that secret closet, and get a true deliverance through God. The word is what's going to set you free. God is really going to set you up for your next success. See, sometimes we really got to equip ourselves and center ourselves and center our spirit in the Lord so he can really do a new thing in you. If you want to be a new creature in Christ, if you want to be Christ-like, this is the word where we say, if you want to be really a boss in Christ, you got to learn how to let go of folks. On my job, to learn how to let go. I had to learn how to let go of my brothers and sisters. I had to learn how to let go of friends. I had to learn how to let go and forgive those. I had to learn how.
Yes.
I went to bed tossing and turning because it was on my spirit. That was the spirit of the Lord tugging on my spirit. He pulling on me. He said, you know, Tay, that ain't right. I need you to go back. Even the apostle even spoke about apologetic and how he said it was something in the definition when he said justify the dockery. Problem is, when we forgive someone, we try to justify. Well, we don't have to justify when you already don't apologize and you are already gave it to them. See, sometimes we already say, Lord, whatever, let me slow it down. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, this issue that I'm having, send it back to the sender. No. Sometimes you can't rebuke your process. Sometimes you can't rebuke what God is bringing in your face. That's the situation that I'm in. That's the situation I'm in. I'm trying to learn how to forgive and let go and let God. The old slogan is saying, what would Jesus do? And we always quick to say, what would Jesus do? No, what would you do in this situation?
Amen.
What would you do in this situation? Learn how to love, forgive. Love conquers everything. When you forgive, guess what? God begins to open up that door that was shut in your face because you are in his
Amen.
Will. When you forgive, you are in his will. You will be in his will. Once you forgive and you let go, you know, Jesus, he'll fix it. But the question is, will you forgive? The Lord
Amen.
Will forgive all those. But the Bible, my word said, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father. That meaning, every time you ask God for something, it's going to be access denied.
That's right.
Access denied. So this is the time and the season where you reposition yourself. I declare a decree that you reposition yourself in this season where you are able to go back to the past and you are learning how to let go and let God. I declare a decree in this season that you will reach your level, that you will reach the capacity that God called you to be. Don't be a wimp because you feel like it's pride. God do not like pride. God wants a person that is pure. God wants someone that you can worship him in spirit and in truth. God cannot work in mess. God cannot be active in your life when you're still dwelling in your mess. Stop being the pig. Stop being eating out the trash can, meaning you're eating your own vomit. So
that's right.
But when you go into, like, when you say you have to let go and let God, in the situation when you have a lot of people that say, you know, I'm sick of the saying that says, oh, you can forgive, but you don't have to forget. But to me, I feel like in order to have true forgiveness, total forgiveness, you need to forget. You have to forget, because if you are forgiven and you say you're forgiven and you're still remembering and not forgetting, that brings back old things.
Come
that brings
on.
Back anger towards those
Come
that
on.
Have done you wrong,
Come
those
on.
Have spoke against you, those have
yes.
said ill things. So in forgiving, for true deliverance and true forgiveness, you have to forget. Because if you say you forgive, why would you want to remember? Why
Come
would
on.
You not want to forgive what somebody has done for you?
Come on.
Because I know, speaking from experience, I've had a lot of things happen, and I can say, oh, I've forgiven, but I was still remembering, which brought back old things,
Come
which
on.
Brought back anger,
Come
which brought back hurt, which made you want to do things that you said you had forgiven this person for. So when it's true forgiveness and your heart is really pure and you say you've forgiven, you have to forget it. Don't remember it, forget it.
Oh, come on. You just
you don't have to, like, when you forgive and if it's something bad, you don't have to be around that person. Just know that you've forgiven them and you've forgotten what they've done.
Come on.
So if you see them in the street and you walk past them, your forgiveness is so pure that you'll say, hey, so-and-so, how are you?
Come
how
on.
Have you been? And
Amen.
You've forgotten everything that they've done to you or against you.
Come
that
on.
You're still able to speak to them, that you're still able to love them with the same heart God has given you to love with. So, and I just feel like, I mean, that's something still, many of us are still, including myself, are still dealing with, where we have to forget these things in order to have true forgiveness in our heart.
Come on.
We have to.
So just piggyback, let go and let God and learn how to forgive and watch your life progress, not degress, but progress. Progress will bring progression, meaning you will elevate it to the level that you're supposed to be in. And I just, I hope this word really bless your soul. I hope that it struck a nerve, that it make you want to go look in the mirror and say what I need to do in
exactly.
this season so I can reach my level. And I hope it bless you guys.
And I think it will, because when Tay called me, I was on my way home, and he said, you know, the apostle wanted us to speak. And he said immediately, forgiveness. And as I was driving, I thought about to myself, have you forgiven? Have you really, truly forgiven? Can you say your heart is clear of any, you know, hatred, any stress, any worry towards those that have done you wrong? And it really had me think, you know, have I really forgiven? And with forgiveness, like I said, you have to forget the things that people have done to you in order to truly forgive. And so that's something I see now that, you know, I have to work on, because some things I'm not forgetting, but I want to forget so I can have true forgiveness in my heart, so I can have a pure heart for God. And that way he can forgive me and he can continue to move in my life, in our life, because
Amen.
My heart is pure.
So with that being said, learn how to let go and let God.
That's right.
You know, this is I know it sounds easy for what we are saying, but it's, you know, you have to really seek God so he can teach you. See, I'm learning how to forgive, because if you don't forgive, you have no balance, because
right.
you'll be really rocky. Your life will never have peace. You will never have peace in your household. You will never have peace on your job. You will never have peace everywhere you go, because you still got something. You have filth in your heart. You have mess still in your heart. You have mess on your mind. Like, you know, we got to learn how to shut those doors. And that's what the apostle is teaching and talking to us about, the principles of learning how to stay in his will. You know, and this is one of the most important law is forgiveness. You know, that's part of it. You know, and if anyone out here on this broadcast don't have forgiveness in your heart, then you're a dead soul walking. God loves us enough to forgive us through any situation, repentance.
Right, that's right.
And I'm telling you, we have to stop taking stuff for granted. We have to. Life is too short to be holding on to bitterness, to bickering. You know, we church is a place for us to be delivered. It's a hospital. It's a hospital where we're supposed to be delivered. It is a preparing place for how we're going to be in heaven, how we're going to be in the big room, in the upper room, let's say it like that. But what I'm saying to everybody, let go and let God. I'm telling you, I feel you, Holy Ghost. Let go and let God. This is the season where God is trying to pour into us. But before he pour into us, he first got to learn, see if he can trust you. He got to know, can I trust you? It's like the Lord don't have a crystal ball saying, let me look in this crystal ball. He already know. He know the hair on your back. He know the hairs on your head. The hairs on your head.
You know, I really want to go back to when you said, you know, it's not easy. And I kind of disagree. It is easy. It just, to me, it's easy because if you surround yourself with people who are living right, who are doing what they're supposed to do, they encourage you. They encourage you to want to do the right thing. And if you should want to do the right thing for God, and it will be easy for you. I believe it's easy. I don't think it's hard to say, hey, I want to forgive. I don't think it's hard to say, hey, I want to love my sisters and my brothers, even though I don't know them. We all come from God, but we don't really know each other on this earth. So I can say it's easy because we pick and choose what we want to make difficult for us. So I think it'll be easy for us to say, hey, you know, God loves me. God forgives me. He can forgive me over and over and over and over again. Why do I have to make it so hard to forgive somebody else? Why do I have to make it when you don't forgive, you make it hard on yourself. So the best thing, the easy way to go is just to forgive. And like you said, to let go. And like I said, I do feel like it is. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. We just have to use the strength that Christ has given us.
Yeah.
So and that's what's going to make it easy. And for me, you know, I look at the First Lady and the Apostle, and I humble myself every day. Because I see them, and I see, you know, I hear the attacks, I hear the things that people, but they're so humble, they're forgiving, they don't even, that stuff just roll off their back like it doesn't even bother them. So if it's easy for them, it can be easy for me. And so that's what encourages me when I look at other people who are, you know, in his will, you know, don't want to, it's just like gracefully just walking like it's nothing. So that's what can make it easy for those who are saying that it may be hard, because it makes it easy for me, because I can say being at ADM, it's been a change this past year and a half with me, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and it is easy.
Okay.
It's easy.
Okay, you just struck a nerve right there. Okay.
All right, not your nerve.
All right. I like that. You saying so right now, then, you know.
But it's easy. It's easy to do. We have the choice. We make the decision. God gives us free will to make those decisions. And we need to decide the right thing. We need to decide, you know, if we want our heart to be pure, if we want, when he looks into our heart, he say, hey, you know, they forgiving everybody. They love everybody. You know, they're for me. They're for the people. So it's easy.
Thank you, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to bring the word.
Amen.
I hope this really, I know it did touch some people. It touched a lot of people. So I just hope this word encouraged you. I hope you're blessed the rest of this week. And keep trusting God, because God gonna touch you. And have a good night.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Amen. We thank God for your forgiveness. People of God, forgiveness. One thing about forgiveness, you know, and this is as a leader, as a God chosen vessel, that's something that you have to wear. You know, it's not something that you choose to, you know, wear. That is something that it comes with. I say it comes with your work uniform. You know, it becomes a way of life. And one thing that, you know, I can speak for myself, one thing that I really had to understand, I had to understand to always stay into a place of forgiveness. Because people do harm to themselves. And when people do harm to themselves, they're going to face the consequences. And if you stay in a place or stay in the area of forgiveness, you will never allow things to bother you. Other words, there'll be extra stuff you have to go back before the Lord, and you got extra stuff on you. So you know that. So, you know, let's be looking in the place of forgiveness. You know, yeah, sometimes it depends on your situation. It can be tough. It can be tough, you know. You know, Pastor, I have people, I have individuals that sit right there to me, don't hug me and whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, yes, they backstabbing. But you got to understand, it comes with the territory. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the Lord, or are you going to serve people? Don't allow people to have that power to where you're not forgiven. And if you never forgive them, they control your life. You don't control it, they control you. And you got to understand, when you come into an area of forgiveness, you basically saying that whatever the situation was or whatever the things that occur, I'm not going to allow it to move me emotionally anymore. You're not going to move me emotionally. You're not going to trigger things in me anymore. I'm just going to continue to walk into the Lord. You just continue to walk in the Lord, saints of God. Remember, that's something that you as a saint, you as a child of God, that's something that you need to put on. You need to wear. That need to be a way of life. That is a way of life. It's just forgiveness. And it's not forgiving and holding grudges. It's not forgiveness beating you up on the head. No, you cast it into the sea of forgiveness and you keep it moving. Amen? You keep it moving, like you keep it going. And some of us, it depends on what situation happened. You probably still remember. But, you know, that at the end of the day, don't allow it to move you. It don't move you no more. You remember. I have a lot of remembering, but that's what it don't move me. And I can still love people. I can still look at them and say, hey, how you doing? You know, all that. Matter of fact, I can tell some jokes on you. Remember that happened? And laugh about it. Because why? It doesn't move me. It doesn't have no place within me. Don't allow that thing. Don't allow different things to have no place in you. We're done. You know, to the Harris family, good job. My God, once again, since I told you we wouldn't be disappointed. But I thank God for each and every one of you again for coming in. Amen. And just commune with us. Listen, let's tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And we don't know what the Lord's going to do, but we're just going to embrace the Lord. And whatever the Lord want to do, we just want to be here and let him pull inside of us. And we're going to keep on moving. We're going to keep on walking. Amen. I want you to like somebody. I want you to benefit somebody. And I want you to pour into somebody. Amen. Let's begin to do that journey of pouring into somebody other than we look at things for ourselves. Amen. Amen. I challenge you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.